Dick Newman, along with four young men and one old timer that are really excited here. The state participants, three seniors and a freshman, and Ross Jurgensen, your thoughts on the entire tournament?
Well, I thought the fans were unbelievable. The wrestling was great, you know, so it was, it's snowy outside, but we had a lot of fun in here.
Well, the first state participant with the headset on is senior Austin Schmidt, going into the state tournament as a runner-up in Section 3AA, and a great tournament for you, Austin.
Yep. he's a man of few words.
Your experiences the last 2 days?
The tournament went well, you know. I came up short the past couple of years, so it's nice to finally punch my ticket and get down there, you know. Came up short to Stuber. Wanted to win the section, but he's a good wrestler and ranked high in state, so excited to get down there and see what the competition's like.
Well, you certainly have paid your dues over the years, and you lost a true second match last year, and you're in it this year. You didn't have to worry about a wrestle back.
Yep, it's exciting.
So what's your favorite thing about wrestling?
I'd say I like the competitiveness of the sport. It's harder than any other sport, in my opinion. It's hard to beat it. The only fun thing about wrestling is winning, so.
Come on, not to practice it?
No.
Well, we announced a couple times before, during the Parade of Champions yesterday, they have a special award for the AAA award for you representing Dawson Boyd High School in the AAA award, and they just kept adding on and adding on and adding on of the various things that you did. So not only in athletics, but you excel in the classroom and everything else. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's done a lot throughout his career.
Yep.
Not just in wrestling, like you said.
So you didn't jump up and down or anything like the section champs, but you fulfilled your dream for sure. And your dream is not over yet.
Yep. So, no, I'm excited to get down there. I wanted to win the section, but excited to get down there. And
you'll find out probably Monday who's going to be in your brackets. The only thing that you know is that you'll be wrestling probably against a section champ from another section, but they have a new format that they seed people down.
Yep.
So, but all in all, it's a great couple of days and a great career.
Thank you.
As well, I think you ended up with, I announced it a couple of times, 4 or 5 career wins, so yeah.
And still perfect. Going.
And still going. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You could pass a headset on. And here's Sam Hendrickson. You get a little excited sometimes after a match, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
He told me before the match started he was focused. I was trying to get him to relax a little bit, and he goes, "Coach, I'm focused. I'm trying to stay focused." So I knew he was ready.
Kind of a unique situation going into the tournament. Only 4 people in your weight class, so half of them had a chance to go to state. And you were seated number 1, and in your final match, you wrestled a young man that you've wrestled the 3rd time this season. And it's hard to beat somebody 3 times.
It was interesting. I got nervous every other time I would face him because I knew it would be a lot harder to beat him. And I just last night Travis Bieranzel came in and practiced with me for a good solid hour, and he was showing me a bunch of different moves and position. We were just working on position the whole time, and that I can definitely thank him for that because I feel like he's the reason I made it to state.
Okay, well,
it helps to have a sparring partner like Travis. He does come in and work with the big boys, so that always helps.
Doesn't matter how you learn it, just learn it, and then it paid off. You're up at the 285-pound weight class, and we remarked a couple times that you've probably put on a little weight since last year.
Yep.
But the advantage of that is you're still doing at lighter weight moves. You're quick for a young man your size. Super quick.
Thank you.
Yeah. He moves very well for a big kid. You like certain takedowns, probably upper body, and if and you know you've wrestled this opponent three times. He tried real hard to avoid it, but you eventually pursued long enough that you were able to get it. So.
Yeah, I liked going off of Coach Ross's philosophy. You win 95% of your matches on your feet, and
first takedown really helps.
Yeah, so, definitely.
So. What's it feel like when you got the pin and he slapped the mat and you jumped up and go ahead?
I kind of went crazy, I'd say.
A little bit.
Yeah, I was.
Well, that's good.
It was, this is probably like my childhood dream is going to state, and now I can make the best of it and go down there and win.
Well, you've, over the years, you've practiced with a lot of very successful wrestlers. I think your career record is in the 60s or so.
One match away.
Okay.
One match away.
Yeah, because you had to sit behind some very good people.
Yeah, Mason and Cole, definitely. Those guys taught me a lot over the years, and I couldn't thank them enough.
Half of their success is attributed to you, and and half of your success is a tribute to them, as you just mentioned, and that's great. That's what it's all about.
We've been fortunate. We've had very good heavyweights the last 10 years or more, so it's fun.
So, anyway, your season is not over yet. You're going to go down there and surprise some people as well.
Yep.
And that'll be great, going as a section champ. So,
yep.
Congratulations. It's been fun watching you over the years. So.
Thank you.
If you can pass the headset, please.
Stick around for pictures.
Okay.
Next will be Peyton Mortensen. And Peyton Mortensen, it never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You got a little excited, too.
I was pretty pumped up after that.
Between him and Sam, I don't know who had the most best celebration.
You must have been in a hurry this weekend. You didn't spend much time on the mat.
Yeah, I was trying to get out of there as quick as possible.
Danny added it up, I think, just a little over 2 minutes of mat time in your three matches.
So. Yeah. He's pretty focused. He's determined, too.
And what's it like winning the section or being in the state tournament for the third time?
I'm pretty excited. Looking forward to next weekend.
There you go. It all starts on Thursday for you.
He's looking really good. You know, he cut down to 60 after playing football quite big. It took him about a week, 10 days, I would say, to get accustomed to the drop. And once he did, he looks unbelievable, I think. So I'm excited to see him down there.
He's quick when he's playing football at 30 pounds heavier, but he's super quick at this weight.
That's what it's – he's still got the power, and yet he's – unbelievably fast right now. So,
and chances are, as a section champ, you'll be seated in the tournament, and that helps as well. So, I know you're looking forward to it. Any reflection back on the 6 year? You're a six-year letter winner. You wrestled all the way back in seventh grade. And when your dad helped me, I said, Randy, you never had this many wins as Peyton does when you were his age. So.
Yeah. Something you can rub in the dad.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that.
Watch out, he's right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
So what's it like to be on a team with 6 years? And you were part of a state tournament team as well. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's just been really fun to see how things change over the years and how you can get better just by working hard and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And he does. He works hard.
Yeah. So. Well, congratulations.
Yep,
and
thank you.
You three seniors, great leadership, and I feel very happy for you fulfilling your dream, but your dream isn't over yet.
Nope,
so,
not yet.
Best of luck next week. We'll be down there covering you.
Okay, thank you.
And finally, the youngest, we have a freshman that is going to be going to the state tournament. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, and... you've been a fun one to watch ever since your seventh grade. I don't know how many times we've said it on the radio that when you lost that true second match in seventh grade, you pounded the your fist on the mat like you really, really wanted it, and now you got it. You're
yep.
a man. So, what was it like to be in the tournament these past 2 days?
It was pretty fun. You know, I came in at number 3 seed expecting kind of like, ooh, might not make it, but after I got into the semis match against the 2 seed, and then I beat him, I was really happy about that.
And you didn't just beat him, you beat him up pretty good.
Yeah,
which
it was
made
nice.
Him. Yes.
This, by the way, this is Trevin Johnson that we're talking to with. So, and then in the finals, gosh, about 30 seconds, you almost got a takedown. You went off the mat, and then as soon as you started up again, you went in and got that takedown, and you put Jacob Parenti on his back for over a minute.
Yep.
And sometimes a 2 or 3 section champion, if he's on his back, it's going to be an awful long pin. He's going to have to put.
You got
to
bury him.
Yeah, you got to bury him. And you certainly tried your best. He came out and got a reversal, and you were leading after the first period. Then it's pretty much all him the rest of the match. But just to be in the finals and then now to be in the state tournament is great. So
yeah.
So
great experience for a freshman.
Yeah, well,
he's a pretty tough freshman.
And you've still got him for 3 more years.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Your attitude on the mat is just phenomenal. It's just the competitiveness and the fire that you have. I don't know what you do to get yourself fired up. You got a secret there that you want to share?
You know, I just go out there and just try to have fun.
Okay.
He's a pretty, when the whistle blows, he's pretty intense. A lot of people don't know how many falls. You know, he's got 60-some wins, I believe, and out of those 60-some wins, he's sitting with over 50 falls.
I think he's over 80 wins.
Or 80 wins, yeah. I mean, this wasn't too long ago, I know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell you here.
You guys have.
But,
I mean, he's got to be up in the 60-some falls now. Then.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're a pinner, and
yep.
you go gangbusters, and that's what it's all about. So congratulations. We'll watch you wrestle next week and
yep.
cheer you on. So
thanks, Jeff.
That's Trevin Johnson, second in section 3AA. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Ross, some final thoughts there?
I just want to thank everybody, the radio stations and you and Danny and everyone else that helped put this tournament on. I had a lot of compliments from the rest of the coaches. They like having it here. We've hosted before, and you know, it's fun to be able to wrestle out of your host gym to go to state tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, all that is very nice, and for Danny and I, we really enjoy doing this. We wouldn't do it if we didn't.
I know.
So
you guys,
yeah. Well, that about wraps up Section 3AA here in Dawson. I want to thank Danny Lee for helping out all season long, and yourself for Saturday mornings on the coaches show. A lot of times you have tournaments and things like that, so we have to do the interview beforehand, and all the sponsors that make these section tournaments, not only wrestling, but girls basketball, boys basketball, dance line last weekend, possible for Paul Ramo and myself to be in attendance, and Danny and people that help Paul out. Danny put the headset on here. It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. It keeps you in touch with the kids. Like I was just talking to one of the other coaches from old Springfield, and he just retired, and we were talking about, you know, you're out of the sport for 5 years, and you don't know a lot of these kids. If I wasn't doing this, I wouldn't know a lot of these kids, you know, anymore. So this is fun.
And
a lot of fun.
And we've got a great, great elementary program coming, and those guys are they just keep reloading us.
Yeah.
So.
That's all right, and then Mike Meyer and Maynard and Paul and Kathy and Molly Acker back at the station. We want to thank them running the control panels. And it's when there's a couple activities going on the same day, it gets pretty hairy back there. And I'm glad I'm sitting here and not there trying to run around.
Here.
So, yeah. And all the sponsors. So that about wraps it up here.
Thank
in
you, guys.
Dawson for
Good
the
job.
Section 3AA tournament. And we'll be on the air Thursday doing the individual tournament down in the Xcel Energy Center. So for Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman saying good afternoon, everyone.